Thank you for taking a ride on the Freedom Train Podcast series. I'm your host, Joseph Ward, and as always, ride with me is my big homie, Mr. Patrick Irvin. Hey, remember, the Freedom Train is brought to you by PAX, Inc. That's P-A-C-T-S-I-N-C. And PAX, Inc. is a black development organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And as you already know, if you don't know, because it's your first time coming on, make sure you visit PACTSINC.org to learn more about PAX Inc. That way, you can get down on the codes of conduct, learn more about the organization, learn how to become a member or a donor. You can get involved. And if you hover your mouse over the More tab, you'll see it's a Learning Center. If you hover your mouse over the Learning Center, see another tab pop up with audio politics, Let's Make a Pact, book, survival, legal cases, videos. All the information is available. All you got to do is visit www.pactsinc.org, and you can be down with being down. But while you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com to stay abreast on everything that's going on with the Freedom Train Network, your favorite podcast that's on this Freedom Train Network, because everything on this is your favorite podcast. So, you know, the Freedom Train podcast series, which is this, Lessons from the Screen, hosted by Patrick, the Fix Sports podcast, hosted by myself, and the Enigma Sept Hour, hosted by Enigma September. So we holding it down, going down, and things are expanding. Remember, you got an Android, go to the Google Play Store, download the Freedom Train Network app. It's a free app that you can put on your phone. That way, you'll get notifications and everything soon as episodes come out. They hit the app, they own you, everything is good. You can be down, and be down, and be down, and be down. Pat, tell them about your Patreon.
Yeah, I got a Patreon, so if you want to support our sponsors, PAX Inc. got a Patreon, and Lessons from the Screen has a Patreon. So if you want to support us, if you like the content, you just want to help us get funding to create more content, whatnot, you can go on over to patreon.com, and you can agree to make a monthly donation or donate every time we release content. So it's your choice, whatever amount you want. But, yeah, go and check us out. The Fix has a Patreon, too, so go check them out.
Hey, man, patreon.com/TheFix, support The Fix, and everything that we got going on. We're doing our best to bring stories within the sports realm from the black perspective. But also I got some new stuff coming up that I reveal to you on The Fix, so you got to tune in to The Fix. Got a new segment called Life After Sports, so stay tuned for that. But, man, Thanksgiving is tomorrow, man. I know you ain't celebrating, but I know you chilling like a mug, though, right?
Nah, because I just found out Thanksgiving was tomorrow when you said that.
Oh, you ain't know?
Nah, I didn't know. I mean, you know, like, my wife's been cooking, but...
She always cook.
Right. Like, I just thought she was just in the mood to cook. So,
hey, man.
I literally had no idea. I mean, the kids are out of school today. I found that out this morning. So, I knew something was coming, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay. That's what's up, though,
yeah,
man.
I know I'm a horrible person.
Nah, man, you know, Thanksgiving for me means food and football and family. That's it. That's not fair, because that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Thursday. So that's not fair. I'm just happy to be off from work, really. That's really it. Just happy to have some days off to myself. But for you all who do celebrate it, man, do your thing, man. Do your thing. I'm chilling like a mug.
Yes, sir.
I got to wash clothes, so if you ain't doing that, you can help me wash clothes.
Yeah, I got to wash clothes, too.
Yeah, man, down to my last pair of drawers, man.
Nah, I got a bunch of drawers on deck. I don't never run out of those, but I run out of everything else.
What I need to go stock up on more of my drawers, man. I be tripping, man.
Yeah, man, I got, like, oodles and oodles of drawers, man. I Down there every time I go to Walmart, I pick up a fresh pack of drawers.
They was doing a little, they doing a little Secret Santa at the job, and so they were, when they gave us five choices of things that we want around $25. I was so close to my all five choices being underwear, but I was like, eh, I don't know if I want to do that at the job, but I do need some drawers.
Hey man, you
in more than one way.
You can get them.
Yeah, I know. I'm finna go to Walmart today though. Get me some new ones.
You
know, sexy.
Be acting like it's funny, but everybody need drawers, and then they be getting mad. You know, people get mad at you if you ain't got clean ones. So
I know, right? I don't know, right? So check me out. Let me get some drawers. But man, today, well, for our listeners, today we're talking about faulty leadership and gullible followers, and we know we've had similar conversations before, but Pat and I have been conversing over this past week, just being able to look at leaders from different realms. And I think that's what's more exciting to me about this topic and interesting as well, is we have leaders from different realms, from the conscious community, from the Christian community, from the Islamic community, from the Hebrew, Judea, Jewish community, just regular communities, and leaders who are taking advantage of the stupid followers, not the smart ones, but the stupid followers. So, like an example, there was, I forgot where it was, but I came across a story. And this, I want to go to this church and fight these adults, like for real. Like they found out that the pastor was a registered sex offender, and instead of getting a new pastor, they banned all the children from the church. What?
Right.
You can't be serious. So, and see, that's the shit that pissed me off, though, because you have these older generations who are always complaining about the conditions that the kids are in, or the manner in which they behave, but nobody call out these old fuck boys and pussy holes for doing the shit that they doing. How you ban children from the church and not throw out the crazy-ass sexual offender pastor? He's fucking sexual predator. Throw his pussy ass out. Why you got to ban the kids? And anybody who stayed at that church and agreed to ban them damn kids, all of them need their ass whooped.
But that's kind of how the conversation started, though, as you were talking about what we were talking this week.
Right.
Because we go back to an old show we did a couple years back on a pastor down there in Tallahassee, Florida, who's been caught multiple times sleeping with members of his congregation, married people in his congregation.
Yep.
And instead of kicking him out the church, or instead of saying that you could stay in the church but you can't be a pastor no more, they're giving him a pay raise.
Yeah, so, we talked about that. They gave him, you know, he got that $30,000 pay raise and all that stuff there.
So, you know, again, it's like, but, you know, we go back to, like you said, the stupid followers. I think leaders have two groups of people following them, and we talked about this. One group is followers.
Mm-hmm.
And that group is what you would call the smart people. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. A follower has rules in the relationship. And then you have fans. And fans are basically groupies.
Right.
They don't care what you do or what you say. They're so emotionally attached to you that they just won't let you go. You know, you even politically, like Donald Trump, his entire base is a bunch of fans.
Yeah, a bunch of fans, because them motherfuckers can't tell you anything smart that goes with anything smart. Them bitches, like, you can go to a Donald Trump supporter and make up. I've seen this shit. Motherfuckers go to them and make up some stuff, and they ride, go, yeah, because we don't like this. You can go to them, hey man, you know Foghorn Leghorn been talking shit about Donald Trump. Fuck Foghorn Leghorn. Like, bitch, that's a cartoon character. But that's where we at, though, with these fans.
Yeah. And that's where we go back to again. You know, people just, I don't even know. Like, so when we talk about followers, like, we detail that. A follower is somebody that acknowledges somebody else as a leader or as, you know, somebody that they're following, and they give that person some level of authority over them, be it superficial or be it real and direct, be it, you know, I'm going to do what you say, be it I'm going to follow behind the ideologies you put out, I'm going to model my life and try to do what you do, all of these different ways, right? But they also understand that if you do something that I don't align with or that doesn't align with what you have us believing you are to be, we have a responsibility to call you out on it. And if you won't change, we have a responsibility to stop following you.
Right.
So in the case of an errant pastor, the members of that congregation have a responsibility to correct the pastor. And if the pastor refuses correction, they have a responsibility to stop following the pastor. If that means you stop coming to church, to that church, that means you stop going to that church. If that means that you stop giving your tithes and offerings to that denomination, then that's what that means. If that means that you stop sending your kids to the church because your kids are in compromised positions, that's what that means. Until the organization or that follower gets back in line with where they're supposed to be, you're not going to support them. Those are followers that are doing their job. But unfortunately, that's like a dying breed all across the spectrum. The Catholic Church, they fucking little boys and raping people.
They've been doing that shit forever.
Right. The black church, the pastors, fucking the wives of the entire congregation.
Well, the black church is fucking, the black pastors, they fucking anything that'll let them fuck. So let them see whether boys or girls, they fucking anything that'll let them fuck.
But, you know,
not all of them. Not all of them. The fucked up pastors. Just to be clear.
There's so many of them. Like, we can't, you know, like, everybody should understand. We're not talking about all pastors. Just like not all Catholic priests are fucking little boys. Not all black pastors are potentially fucking your wife or your husband.
Right.
But it's too many of them. And you know, it's the political figures. You know what I'm saying? You go down.
Yeah, leadership across the board.
Right. All across the board, there is a dearth or an absence of real followers. And that's creating, in my opinion, this leadership vacuum that we're experiencing. Because without proper followers, you have leaders that turn into, they go evil. They go to the dark side of the force if they don't have followers that are going to keep them lined up. And we keep having these errant leaders because we got fucked up followers. We got fans, shall we say, not followers.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because these are adults, and the thing that drives me crazy is these same adults place greater expectations on children than they do themselves or other adults, and it's frustrating to me because these kids are suffering because of it. These kids are not developing and flourishing like they're supposed to because of this faulty leadership by these adults. Now, before we get to the Nature Boy dude, because you know we got to talk about his ass. We got to get on his ass. But before we get on him, I want to know your thoughts about this. So I'm scrolling, and I come across this video of this black pastor who a member of his congregation is a drag queen. Now, Come As You Are is a, you know, that's I guess that's the general idea, right? Come As You Are, right?
Yeah.
Because right, because you are, and I'm coming to you because you've actually been in the actual study settings to become a pastor. So you literally studied the Bible. So the pastor was like, he set his ground rules and all these things here, and if you are a man, then you have to dress like a man in his church and all these things here. So I'm watching the video, and I'm like, I don't really give a damn at the end of the day how somebody else lives their life. But I do under I do my I'm a, I like what I like. At the end of the day, that is what it is. I like what I like. You do what you want to do, long as what you are doing isn't destructive to my community, right? But if it is, I got to call you out just like this show. But I don't think somebody choosing to be a drag queen for themselves is destructive to our community unless they're going out there doing some dumbass shit and just messing up people and misleading people and stuff like that through that lens. But the pastor was basically like, you can't be in this church. I got to kick you out of this church. You got to go and all these things. And people just agreeing with it. But my thing about like that is, you know, we had the conversation the other day about the ideas surrounding homosexuality from the Bible versus the ideas of like the Ten Commandments and things from the Bible, because people pick and choose what they want to forgive and what they don't want to forgive. So I could forgive a pedophile. I could forgive a liar. I could forgive a thief. I could forgive an adulterer. No, I could forgive all those, but if you're gay, I can't forgive you. I got a problem with that. I don't know how you feel about that. Because especially from a person in a leadership position, because leaders are supposed to empower, not tear down. Well, how you feel about that?
Well, when it comes to transvestites or cross-dressing in the church, there are two schools of thought on that. There is a biblical commandment for a man not to dress like a woman and a woman not to dress like a man.
Right.
But there are a bunch of different ways that that's interpreted.
Right.
So one way, and I believe it's in Deuteronomy, but there's one way is that you just shouldn't wear men's clothing and men shouldn't wear women's clothing.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's the literal interpretation of it. And that's why you have those churches that say women can't wear slacks or pantsuits right. or things like that.
Well, even to that, I hate when they do that, because if they really want to get technical about it, you know, men shouldn't be wearing slacks either. They should be wearing tunics if they want to get
right.
technical.
Right. And that's where you get, those are the types of problems you run into when you start talking about taking the Bible literally, the laws
right.
literally, because there are laws in the Bible that, you know, prohibit you from wearing clothing made out of multiple types of fabrics. There are
right. And people do that in church.
Right. So there are laws in the Bible that are extremely prohibitive and that basically everybody is in violation of if you go into a church.
Right.
But then there's the other interpretation that a lot of people have, which is the Bible's not being literal, but what it's saying is you shouldn't go into the church with the idea that you're going to fool somebody. You know, so if you're a woman that's just wearing slacks, but you're not trying to trick anybody into thinking you're a man, then it's okay. But if you're a man wearing a dress and you're trying to trick people into thinking you're a woman, then that's where those people run into a problem with transvestites. To me, one, I don't believe in anybody being barred from entry into the church. If your goal is to enlighten, you can't enlighten people that already feel and think and believe like you do. Like, Jesus didn't hang out with the churchgoers.
He didn't. He literally didn't.
He was out there with all of the other people, the prostitutes, the gamblers, the drunkards, all of
the people
that
get condemned by the church.
What
right.
he had to offer.
Right.
And so with that, I got to say, too, because now some transvestites or whatever, they might be like, well, who's to say that, you know, we need what they have to offer, or who's to say this? And to this, you know, I don't agree with the church's stance and the way the church treats homosexuality, transvestites. I don't agree with the way the church treats any of those people. And biblical figures do pick and choose, not biblical figures, modern day pastors and religious leaders pick and choose which rules they're going to follow far too often for me. It's just far too much. It's the hypocrisy
that's,
of it that, is ridiculous.
That's where I'm at with this particular situation, because there is no consistency, so I can be a liar. I can break as many Ten Commandments as I want, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the Ten Commandments are supposed to be like some of the highest laws, correct?
Right, the Ten Commandments are the highest laws. Those are supposed to be the holiest of the holy.
So I can break whichever commandment I feel like breaking on a regular, consistent basis, but I just can't be gay.
Right, and that's where you run into problems, because don't be gay is not in the Ten Commandments. Don't be a transvestite is not in the Ten Commandments. So now you can say, well, they're lying, they're being deceitful, blah, 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 but that's your interpretation of it. They might feel like they're being who they are. There is no intent to lie or deceive or whatever. This is who I am. So, but even to that, none of that still measures up to the pastor that sleeps with the wife of a member of his congregation has broken at least three commandments. At least three of them.
Yeah.
So, but he's okay. But somebody that comes in that's attracted to the same sex but hasn't broken any commandments is not. Like, what is. So, but even to that, I look at homosexuals and transvestites and all of these people that are pushed out of the church. And this is an honest question. Why do y'all continue to push y'all way into the church?
Well, that's another thing. It's like, create your own, do your own thing. Like, you don't have to, you can't force somebody to accept you. Now, I don't agree with you being shunned because people don't agree with your lifestyle, but at the same time, you can't be crazy and trying to force people to accept you. Do your own thing. Damn the church if the church ain't rocking with you like that. But at the same time, for us who are not, we're not a part of the LGBT community, but we see the inconsistencies that these rams have. Like, don't undermine your fuck shit, because it's your fuck shit to call out somebody else's fuck shit, because you don't want to deal with your fuck shit or be accountable for your fuck shit. Don't break no damn commandments, and don't come at me with, I'm human. That don't mean you keep doing the shit over and over. That's not what that means. Human means you are prone to error. Doesn't mean you consistently error. That's not what the fuck that means.
Well, and that's a cop-out, in my opinion, the whole I'm only human debate. Because, true enough, you will fail at times. And so nobody's perfect in that you're not going to get it right the first time, every time. And you can't be held accountable for things that you don't know. Ignorance is a real live biblical excuse. It really is. That's one of the reasons why if a baby dies before they have a chance to gain understanding, it's assumed that they go to heaven because they were innocently ignorant. Now, that being said, a lot of the, I say 90% of the mistakes that we out here making don't have shit to do with being human and have everything to do with not giving a damn in the moment that we're making that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
When you're fucking somebody that you ain't supposed to be fucking, that's not a I'm only human moment. Because like we said when we were on the phone, every time you pull out and push in, you're reaffirming your decision to fuck up.
Right. But I'm one of the people, I don't believe cheating on your mate, like you having sex with somebody you ain't supposed to have sex with, that's not a mistake. My dick is not going to mistakenly get hard. The condom, or if a condom is used, it's not going to mistakenly fall on my penis. And like you said, I'm going to keep stroking even though I know I'm doing wrong. I'm going to keep doing it. That's not a mistake. That was intentional deceit. Just be real about it. Cheating, having sex with somebody you're not supposed to be having sex with, that's not a fucking mistake. That was a planned out act. That shit was planned.
Right.
And you kept going along with it.
So we could talk about maybe you see somebody and you have an impure thought. Okay, I'm only human. I give you that. But a lot of the actions that we have, like when you see somebody walk out and you think that they're ugly or especially, you know, comment worthy, unattractive, and you'd be like, damn, you ugly as shit. That's not a I'm only human moment.
Nah, you planned on doing that.
So a lot of the times with a lot of these quote-unquote mistakes people are saying, like,
that's
in my adult life, I've probably only seen and experienced myself less than 5 instances where I could say, okay, that's a plausible I'm only human moment. And that's myself and everybody I know included. So this whole we all fall short thing, that's a bullshit-ass excuse, because if you believe in the Bible and if you believe in the story of Jesus Christ, then you believe that he came to live in the flesh to show you that being in the flesh was no excuse.
Right. Right. You still have to put your best foot forward, and people continue to not put their best foot forward. And this is just, it's just like, if, like you said, if you're going to call yourself a follower of Jesus, follow the damn man. Follow him. Stop making lame-ass excuses for that. If you're going to follow Muhammad, teachings, follow him. If you're going to follow whatever doctrines that you choose to align yourself with, follow them shits. But don't be an extremist now. We're not saying be extreme, but once again, that goes back to faulty leadership and just like reckless following, reckless fandom right there too.
But you know what, Joe? You know what that is we saw it with Umar Johnson and his fans.
Yeah. They crazy.
People use, and we see the same thing, not just with Umar Johnson. We also see it with, you know, Tariq Nasheed and his fans. People make these excuses for the people that they're following because that gives them a license to continue to do it. So, you know, I will continue to support a pastor that's doing something he ain't got no business doing because that gives me license to continue to do some of the things I ain't got no business doing. I will continue to support Umar Johnson behaving the way he behaves because it allows me to continue to behave the way I behave. And that's another part of the problem is you know, when you are a competent follower and you are handling your responsibilities, you also understand that just because you're following somebody doesn't mean you're not also a leader. Most of us are both. We're a leader. We're leaders in some spaces, in some capacities, and we're followers in others. And the
real
types
leaders
of people
create
we
leaders.
Follow influence who we are and influence the types of leaders we are to those that follow us. And so I can be, you know, like, so that's why you have people co-signing with all types of bullshit that they shouldn't be co-signing with, because in their mind, well, shit, you know, I'm trying to be like so-and-so, so if he doing that, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to be like him, so I'm gonna do that shit too, because they don't want the responsibility of saying, nah, that ain't cool. And we talked about this too, the mental toughness and the mental fortitude to be able to step away from a situation, to step away from something that you're comfortable with, a leader that you loved and supported potentially for years, to be able to disassociate yourself from them is painful. And then to be able to check your own lifestyle and your own habits, that's difficult.
Right.
And people don't want to do that. That's why fandom is on the rise and followership is on the decline.
Right. Right. And these are adults.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy part, is these are adults and they get mad at the kids for having their own thoughts and mindsets. Like, these kids see the bullshit, the kids call it out. The adults get mad because they get emotional because you're talking bad about my favorite person. Fuck your favorite person. They doing wrong and the kids see it. Your dumb ass see it, but you keep ignoring it because, like what you said, it gives you the green light to be fucked up in the stuff that you do in life.
Right.
Which brings me to Nature Boy. Now, you remember me and you first. I first talked to you about him like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And the more I learned about him and the things he do, like, so for those who don't know, Nature Boy is this dude who claims that he is the return of the Christ. Now, he's using semantics. Now, he is, but he isn't. He is, but he isn't saying that he's the return of Jesus. He's saying it, but he's not saying it. And he's not saying it, but he's saying it. He's saying it in a sense of, you all follow me because I have the answers. Now, he's not saying he's Jesus, but he is saying he's the Christ. He is saying he's has the Christ consciousness within him, but he is saying follow him like he's Jesus as well, because he has the answers. He's the only one on earth who has the answers. Now, if you believe that, you stupid. If you believe this dude is the only one on earth who got the answers, you stupid, right? Like I can remember a couple years ago in my mom's neighborhood, this lady walked up to me and told me the only way I could get blessed is through her. The only way God could bless me is through her. And I told her, well, shit. I told her, well, good thing I ain't looking for no blessings then, ain't it? You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, but that type, if I was slow, I would have followed. I'd be like, yeah, well, let's go ahead. Let's do this. Let's follow this. Like, you are the path to salvation, but you broke. Nah, you ain't the path. You ain't the path. But it says, it's like, getting back to nature, boy. He, when I first encountered him, I saw a video on YouTube where he said he left his family. He had like a wife, some wife and kids, I guess. And this is what he said. He said he left his family, moved out of the country. I'm using my quotation mark fingers. He moved away from Babylon to escape white supremacy. That should be a red flag right there for anybody talking about their leader, talking about they leaving America to escape white supremacy. Because everybody who knows anything, who read books, know that white supremacy was around before America. It's a global phenomenon.
Right.
So he started these different groups and stuff in these different places in Central and South America. Been running around. He got people with herpes. He got people with all type of crazy stuff going on. And he's on his second, third set of three wives and all these things here. And people are really following this dude who his information is chopped up. He says he doesn't read. I don't believe him because there's no way that the information he has just fell upon him. Now, I do understand the power of meditation and all these things here. You can gain information through that. But the specific information he got, that motherfucker was reading. So he's lying about that. But it's just like here's another example of faulty leadership because it's all about the ego. Follow me, follow me, follow me. You ain't supposed to be following people. Leaders create leaders. It's one thing to learn from someone. Like take you like The Last Dragon. Remember the movie The Last Dragon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And remember when Leroy got to a certain level of development, his teacher set him off on his own because he knew Leroy was ready to be a leader himself.
Right.
That's in a fictional movie. That's in a fictional movie. You mean tell me in real life people don't understand that concept? And we're making sure that we're talking about different leaders from different realms because we're showing you that there's a pattern. Hell, Joel Osteen full of shit. Straight full of shit. You can follow T.D. Jakes if you want to. I've been thought T.D. Jakes was full of shit when I was a jit. They're motivational speakers now. But the thing is, you got these huge congregations, whether you're Nature Boy, whether you're Pastor Simmons, whether you're that other, whoever you are, whether you're these people, you have these huge congregations of people who are not empowered, who are waiting on you to tell them how to live and how to be, which is crazy. You should be empowering these people, not encouraging fandom. And that's what all these people we're talking about from all these realms are encouraging fandom and not real followers that are going to be leaders, which is a damn problem because it's continuing to hurt our community.
Yep. And that's the gist of it, though, is that, and that's what you go back to when you aren't holding leaders accountable, they go negative.
Right.
Most people that aspire to leadership already have a tinge of narcissism in them to begin with.
Yep.
And it's a relationship that requires both sides. The leadership followership dynamic requires both sides to pull their weight in order to get whatever it is trying to accomplish in a positive fashion. If the leaders don't do their job, it can be argued that progress is slowed, if not stopped altogether. If the followers don't do their job, the leaders go negative. They go rogue. And that's how you have people like an Adolf Hitler show up,
right,
or like a Joseph
right.
Stalin. You have all
right.
of these huge names that were able to accomplish just these horrific acts. you know, even if you talk about what happened in Jonestown, you know, you have all of these situations, they exist because followers were not doing their job in checking the leadership. They were not.
Right.
And so, you know, we're going to continue to have these problems. People keep talking about we got an issue with leadership. No, we don't. We have an issue with followership.
Followership.
Leaders are doing what they do. If you're that type of narcissistic person that wants people to follow you, that sees yourself as the answer, that, and some people do just stumble into it. That's why I'm not saying all leaders. But if you're that person that seeks out leadership, that seeks out that sort of mass validation from other people, then there's something about you that's already slightly off, in my opinion. So
yeah.
If you get followers that are following you that aren't doing their job to correct when you need to be corrected, you're naturally going to continue to go off the rails. The
right.
problem is those types of people also have a confidence and a swagger that most people find extremely appealing, because true confidence is absent, is a rare quality in the world. Most people have low self-esteem. They don't believe in themselves, blah, blah, blah. So I've met people who everybody's like, oh, when you're in the room with them, you can just feel it. And I get in the room with them, and I'm like, feel like confidence to me. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I feel that. Nah, I just feel special. Well, you ain't never felt confidence before. Like, this is what confidence feels like. Like, there's nothing special or unique, and I'm not going to name names because I don't want nobody trashing me, but I've been in rooms and gotten to talk with some pretty significant people, and I'm not saying that they don't have an aura. What I'm saying is the aura is confidence. But because
right.
we don't know what that feels like, and we confuse it with arrogance, which there is a fine line, when we run up against somebody that's truly confident in their abilities and what they can do, or that's at least good at projecting it, and at the same time that seems to be paying attention to you and giving you energy and thought and whatever, we don't know what the fuck to do with it. So,
yeah.
you know, we just fall in love with these people. Have you ever listened to somebody that these people, after they come out of a meeting with Donald Trump, they say the same thing
yeah.
that people used to say when they left meetings with Bill Clinton? He makes you feel like you're the only person in the room and you're the most important person in the world. And he makes
yeah.
you feel like he's going to move heaven and earth to get what you need done. And you believe it.
Yeah.
They say the
yeah.
same thing about all good politicians.
Yeah.
So,
but that Trump, that, and it's crazy how people call out the fuck shit that's going with Trump and his followers. But they themselves, a lot of people themselves, are followers. They just
right.
don't like Trump. But you still are a follower. But put it like this, to tag on what you're saying, low self-esteem people seek out other low self-esteem people, because who else you going to dominate? Who else you going to convince to follow you? Right? Or we can say it another way, egotistical people seek out low self-esteem people, because who else going to follow you? How else can you gain power and control unless you are taking advantage of somebody who is, you know, less powerful than you? That's where we get these leaders and these fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's crazy, but that's where we are in our society. And it, you adults, wake up.
Right.
Like, wake up.
That part. Please.
Like, Stop being stupid. Stop. You are grown. You don't have to follow nobody. I'm not saying you can't be in a surrounding with somebody who may have more information than you and learn from that person. But if you're not, if you get through learning with that person and you're not empowered to be great yourself or be a leader yourself and help empower others, then you wasted your time.
But you know that goes back, because we got people who, you know, it's interesting. Everybody's looking for somebody else to do the work. And I think one of the beautiful things about leadership nowadays is that everybody is waiting. Like, one of the great things about a leader, for a lot of people anyways, is that they make you feel like they will do the work.
Yeah.
And to people who are just looking for somebody to do the work for them, that's one of the most amazing feelings in the world. And people get lazy. They get complacent by that, because what they then start doing is they start waiting for, you know, whenever they have problems, instead of trying to solve it themselves, they start looking for this person to come solve it for them. They start chasing down, you know, this person. Oh, man, I need your advice on this. I want to know what you think about that. And there's not nothing wrong with asking for advice, but when these people do it, they're looking for somebody to take on their problem and tell them exactly what to do. They're not looking for somebody that's going to help them walk through a framework for how they can create their own solutions and solve their own problems in the future. And so, you know, I think that's, like you said, we got a lot to do, a lot of work we gotta head to. But, I mean, people gotta wake up. Raising confident kids, man. I know that's hard to do when you ain't got no confidence yourself, but just try. You owe it to everybody to try. I don't know what to say, man.
Nah, but see, that's real though. I mean, like, we can't keep breeding zombies. How many times have you heard me say the zombie apocalypse is upon us right now? That's why they keep making these zombie movies. They're not talking about the living dead, as in like physical living dead. They're talking about the mental living dead. You people, not you, not. And if you don't fit, if the shoe don't fit, then I'm not talking to you. But you people who continue, who you grown people who continue to be these people who don't think for yourself, just all emotional and just ignore every red flag there is. Like going back, like you really ban children from a church for the pastor when you can get you a new one? You ban the children?
Right. Like what the
fuck? Wow. So that means going to church really ain't that important then, right?
Apparently not for the kids, because I'm still like, wow, you know, like that's a genuine like what the fuck type, you know, like,
yeah,
like, huh? Like if I'm living in that town, like I'm calling the town hall meeting, you know, like we, like hold on, like that's a supreme failure of the
that's
adult
supreme
community.
That's like, the highest form of fuckery and failure.
Right. Like it doesn't get any worse than that. It just doesn't. Like you made a real attempt to fuck up when you do some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all thought about this long and hard. Should we find a new pastor rather than a sexual predator? Or keep the kids out? I wonder whose idea was it to ban the kids. That's what I really want to know. Whose idea was it to ban the kids?
Shit is beyond bonkers, bro.
Man, but it's like these leaders know what they're doing, though. They know, they understand everything they're doing. They know they can fuck these people over. They know they can mislead these people. Like you hear me saying the jokes all the time. You all hear me saying the jokes all the time. I'm going to start me a church. And my only two missions in that church will be vagina and money. And because there was a story, because I was at work and I was showing the folk that I was at work. It's like this dude, 25, 26. He's a pastor of a church. Everybody in the church took on his last name. There's a whole bunch of women. So he's supposed to be having sex with the men and the women in the church. Everybody took on this dude's last name, and they're his children.
Yeah.
What? How? How am I your child? And if you're 25, and let's just say I'm 50, how the hell am I your child? I'm not saying you can't preach to me, but what I am saying is I ain't taking on your damn last name, and you're not my father, and hell, I can read, too. That's the thing that really pissed me off about all this stuff is these whatever path that you choose, there's literature. There's literature. Read the shit for yourselves. But because people refuse to read, you go off of what somebody else tells you. And they can tell you anything in the name of whoever. They can tell you that. That doesn't mean it's real. Read the damn words. That's what the damn book is there for, so you can read for yourself. That's the part that help me understand that. You have the literature for yourself. You have it. Like, I got a Bible in my hand right now. I just picked up a Bible. I got the Holy Bible Dictionary Study Helps by Hal Bishop. It's the King James Version, red letter edition. If I want to know something, if I really, really, really want to study something, I'm gonna crack this Bible open and start reading.
I mean, I think that goes back to everything we've been saying, though. People have been groomed nowadays. They're looking, they're low self-esteem, low self-thought, low self-worth, which means they don't think that they can figure it out for themselves, which
right.
translates to, you know, like we said earlier, somebody else has to figure it out for me. And if you come forward with confidence and you got a certain swagger about you and you say what you're saying, even if what you're saying is dumb as fuck,
right,
if it sound good and you say it like it's true,
right,
most people will believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're running into, especially in the church. And it's sad in the church because the history of the church is a history of an organization that calls out leadership. If you
right.
go back to biblical times, we talked about this, you know, back in the ancient times, everybody in the church knew the scripture. And you couldn't just talk and preach in front of people, they will quiz your knowledge.
They will call you out.
Right. Like before you can tell me some shit, I got to know, you know, you got to prove to me that you know the basics before you can talk to me about this next shit that
right.
you're talking about.
Right.
And that component is missing because people don't know the basics themselves.
They don't. They don't. It's like, we were talking the other day about when the idea and the concept of Jesus was introduced to the rest of the world who never had that idea and concept back around the Council of Nicaea. Oh, some dude named Arius came out and said, hold up, hold up, hold up. This Jesus that y'all created, that's a lie. It was a time when he did not exist. This idea that you all have with this Christ, that's not that was created by you all. What did they do? They sold him out and silenced him because he was going to cause, because fandom ain't new. Let's just be real. Fandom isn't new. Like, it's not. If you study history, it's not something new. But we would just think by now, with all this information, I can see if it's year 332 BC and I'm poor, I may not have ever read a book in my life. I may not. But if it's 2018 and I'm poor, and I got a damn smartphone, I have access to information. So you can't just tell me anything. But we're still in times where people can tell you anything. It's like the tribe, some tribe off some in some remote island, they worship an airplane because every now and then airplanes come by and drop rations on them. They worship the plane because they don't know no better. We know better. Well, we should know better, rather. I should say that. We should know better. We should. But we... it's frustrating to sit back and watch your people be gullible, be used, and some of them sign up for it. You sign up to be used. I don't care who this leader is. I don't care what path this leader comes from. Think. Don't just take anything somebody tells you. Think about it. Go look it up. Like this young lady on YouTube named Kiki Singer. I mess with Kiki. Now, I started, she has a group on Facebook, and I joined her group on Facebook so I can learn, become better in my meditations and in my spiritual work. Now, you want to know what the main rule of that group is? If you don't do the work yourself, you get kicked out the group. Kiki ain't holding nobody's hand. Kiki is not trying to be your leader. She's a person with information, and if you don't do the work, you get kicked out the group. Matter of fact, to get in, you have to show that you want to be in the group by completing the steps to be in the group. And if you're in the group and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, because all work is on your own. All the work is on your own. You have to go do it because you have to learn how to master yourself. I can rock with that. I can't rock with somebody think like somebody putting themselves in a position where every time I need information, I got to come to you. I am the beacon of information, and if you want anything of salvation, if you want any of that, you have to come through me. No, you're not. No, you're not. But we don't have enough strong adults, strong-minded adults who think for themselves, who can resist that stuff. Everybody just goes along with the flow, and that's frustrating.
Well, it is, and fandom isn't new. You're right. The beef now is, like you said, with all of the information available to us now, there's no real excuse for it. And while human psychology hasn't changed much over the years,
we see that
in time where we have to push back. We got to push back against some of our baser, some of our more fundamental thoughts and worldviews. And we got to understand as well that we're in a time now where it wasn't like it was 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago where you were considered a powerful force because you got 300, 400 people to follow you.
Right.
You know, nowadays, through social media, you can mobilize millions with 140 characters and do real harm all over the world.
Yep.
When the ability to do devastating amounts of damage gets spread out so much like it has nowadays, everybody in society, regardless of your role or your place or your position, independent of classism or racism or any of the other isms that oppress people, everybody in society bears a responsibility for ensuring that catastrophic things on a special level don't happen because somebody was asleep at the wheel.
Right.
Now we're all asleep at the wheel. You think about this shit. You know, somebody could start a goddamn nuclear war right now with a tweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like so, and that's where you come to the point where we're always talking about there's levels to this shit. This is a black network, and we're always going to advocate black first. Definitely. One of the most important things out there. But as a people, we've got to groom our kids to come up and think about things that we didn't have to think about. Our parents didn't have to think about some crazy-ass white motherfucker causing some crazy-ass North Korean motherfucker to launch a nuke that kills everybody in America.
Right. Yeah, Donald Trump is one of the worst examples of what a leader is, and everybody who follow, even the black sick people, the dumb people who are leaving the Democratic Party to go over to the Republican Party, and of course, you know, they highlighted the kids who did that, but I blame the adults for them. But even though some of them old enough, so they stupid too. But it's like Donald Trump is the worst example of what leadership is of all time. Well, I ain't gonna say of all time, but he one of the worst examples. He got to be top 10 of all time worst examples of what leadership is.
Yeah, he's definitely not. Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't say all time, but he's definitely up on the list for the simple fact that Donald Trump is a leader with the sole ability being to galvanize groups of people, ignorant groups of people, in hate. And essentially, you know, even when we're talking about leadership, there is no list of qualities for a leader. A leader is simply somebody that can get multiple people to believe in them.
Follow them, right?
That's it. So all of these posts you see about this is what makes a leader, and that's what, none of that shit. And Donald Trump, I think, proves that because he should break all of those lists because he don't have none of those qualities.
But he got all these followers.
Right. All you need to be a leader is the ability to get multiple people to believe in you. However you choose to do that, however you can do that, it doesn't matter. You know, like you threaten people, coerce people, abuse people, oppress people, repress people, encourage people, support people. It doesn't matter. Fear, you know, rod or carry, it doesn't matter. And I think that's one of the other problems is a lot of people don't even recognize leadership when they see it because they're looking for You know, and I bring that up because I've talked to so many people that are like, Donald Trump ain't a leader. The fuck?
Yes, he is.
Donald Trump ain't a leader.
Yes, he is. He, you may not follow him, but he's a leader.
Right. And so I know you mean it. I hope, because I do think some of them believe it, but I hope some of them mean to say that in a demeaning way, as if to insult him, as if to
right.
say he's not a good leader. Okay, whatever. But that doesn't change the fact that when you say shit like that, you galvanize his followers.
You
make
you do.
Them cling to him even tighter.
You do. You do. And even though we're not white and we don't support Trump or a lot of that radical, crazy Republican stuff, those people still affect us.
They do.
So we got to call it out. So we have to call it out because that stuff affects us, even the political, quote-unquote, leaders and all these other people. Like, all of that affects us. All of it affects us. And we can't sit around and just be like, you can't be the person who's calling out Trump. Like I said earlier, you can't call out Trump, but never calling out the person that you follow, and you know they keep messing up. And they keep messing up because they can, because there's no accountability.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Not all black people, because I do believe most of us need to be focused on us. Definitely. A lot of us, some of us, not a lot, some of us need to be focused on what's going on outside of our community because it does affect
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And
if you have to, if you have the means to, you should do it.
Right. And I'm a little bit more, because I think we got to be cautious with that because everybody's going to want to, because that's more exciting for most people. Everybody wants to pay attention to other groups. You see that all the time in all these pro-black circles. Everybody wants to talk about what's going on outside of the community because it's more exciting, it's more appealing, it's more interesting. More people are going to listen to you when you talk about other things versus what is the same. If you call up people that, if you're talking to a stranger and all you're talking about is what's happening in your home with your family, they're not going to give a shit. But if
right.
you're talking to them about maybe what's happening with their family or
yeah,
what's happening in general, they'll listen. They want to know what all of a sudden they care about what you got to say. So I do think, you know, like we got to be careful with that, but we definitely have to acknowledge that the things that these crazy motherfuckers do affects us. And so we got to keep
right.
an eye on it.
And you call them out. I don't care. I don't care who they are. I don't care what type of emotional attachment you got. I know some people are going to listen to this podcast. Some people are going to be in their feelings. But, hey, we really don't care. We really don't care about you getting in your feelings because at the end of the day, we care more about our community and the health of our community than we do about your individual feelings because you choose to be a follower. And
right.
and it's like, stop with this notion that it's okay to mess up because you're human, that it's okay to mess up because you're in a leadership position. It's like, all right, so the pastor or the leader, whoever, can do whatever they want to do, but the congregants can't. So if a congregant or anybody else, because I see people calling out all types of people, but overlooking the bull that the leaders that they follow, it's like that's asinine. That's crazy. Going back to you banning the kids. Really? Come on, man. Come on, man. That's just egregious. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's super duper crazy. That is.
Yeah.
That's next level crazy.
But it just pisses me off because when I walk through my neighborhoods in my city and I don't see improvement, but I see all these people who are in leadership positions who are always talking about things that's going on in my community, but a lot of these people are, they're just getting away with just doing whatever they want to do, just whatever, because you're supposed to forgive them. Whatever, man, whatever. Whatever. I'm going to call you out. You're going to get called out. So, I don't know, man. But we're beating a dead horse at this point, though.
Yeah, that's why I got quiet. I was like, man,
yeah.
Bring it on home,
we didn't jump that horse. Hey, man, but straight up, though, by all in all, We, like we said, we want our community to improve. We want the words that we speak through this podcast to uplift and empower people. But for the most part, to get people to think for themselves, think for yourself. Come up with the answer and the conclusion of things for yourself. Don't let nobody else lead you into your answer. Do it for yourself. You have the power. You have the ability. Do it for yourself. You are a leader. Cultivate the skills within you. Stop following people, man. Stop following people because it ain't cute, and our community is hurting because of it. The children are hurting because of it. Hey, man, you got any parting shots?
Power to the people.
Power to the people, amen, y'all. Eat. Just make sure y'all wash your hands after y'all use the bathroom. Don't go back in there trying to get more food, and you ain't know you ain't wash your hands in the bathroom. Ain't nobody got no time for no pink eye or no whatever else that y'all got. And if you grown and you still got pink eye, you need to get jumped. So, he Patrick Irvin. I'm Joseph Ward. This is the Freedom Train podcast series. Two fingers in the air. Y'all enjoy y'all holiday.
Thank you.